The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
According to published reports, the school board for the West Point Public Schools in West Point, Virginia, voted unanimously just last night, I believe, to approve the termination of a teacher at West Point High School who refused to use a transgender student's preferred gender identity, specifically because of his deeply held convictions on the matter and refusing to refer to a female student by male pronouns, as was being demanded by the school administration. Well, joining us to tell us more about the case, Victoria Cobb, president of Family Foundation here in Virginia. Victoria, welcome. Thanks for joining me. And what can you tell us further about this story, how it all began and how it got to this unfortunate end?
Well, thanks so much for having me. It is an unfortunate end, and it is, I think, shocking to Virginians and people all across the country that really believe that we don't check our convictions at the door when we walk into a public place or public service. This is a simple case. Peter Vlaming was a beloved teacher. He had no bad marks on his employment file. He had been there 6.5 years at this West Point High School. And simply trying to abide by his deeply held religious beliefs, that was his offense. And he ended up being fired over it. And I think what folks really need to understand here is that, this isn't about, coercing a good man. This isn't about coercing a good man to say something that he doesn't believe is true. He was, it's an unfortunate situation that we are in. Those who claim power the loudest want to punish anyone who exercises personally held beliefs that don't align with their agenda, their political agenda. This particular teacher was willing to use the child's preferred name while also being allowed to be guided by his own conscience regarding the use of pronouns. And the school was not able to find that a reasonable solution.
So as you're saying, as I understand what you said, he would refer to her by her given name, but she was having an issue that he wouldn't refer to her as a male.
This is right. I mean, this child had changed their name, and this teacher was willing to go along with the name change because a name is not typically stating something about object reality or stating something that affects someone's religious beliefs. But when it comes down to pronouns, he was unwilling to say something that would violate his faith. And so for that, for the unwillingness to use pronouns, not for the fact that he used incorrect pronouns, for the fact that he was unwilling to use pronouns at all, he was fired.
Now, as I read the piece that you provided on this, you said that the administration insists that by not doing this, he violates school board policy, and they cited the official civil rights policy regarding gender discrimination. But you also noted that they failed to inform him that this federal administrative guidance was rescinded back in 2017.
This was the maybe stunning thing about the hearing. We actually had a situation where the administration handed this teacher a copy of this Obama administration advisory letter as if it was current law and as if it was the reason for the school policy against discrimination, and failed to note that, in fact, this was no longer the advisory level letter from the administration that had actually been rescinded. So not only is their policy bad policy and very vague and unenforceable, it's also premised on something that was so flawed that has now been pulled back.
Now, also, of course, I don't know if it's intentional or not, but so often these hearings are placed in a venue where only a few people can get in. And I gather, at least whether intentional or not, that was the case in this hearing.
Well, that's the thing. The community support for Mr. Vlaming was amazing. I mean, just incredibly warm, all but unanimous. There were only about 30 to 40 seats in the room, and, you know, over 100 folks waiting in the hallway. Students sat there for 3 hours pulling up their this live hearing on their phone so that they could watch, because they were not allowed in the room. And the funny thing is, you had an empty auditorium right down the hallway that held 500 people, but the public hearing somehow, for some reason, couldn't be there.
Victoria Cobb with me for a few more minutes talking about this tragic case, and it really is tragic, Victoria. And toward the end of your piece, you point out there is an agenda behind all of this for enforcing of such ridiculous policies. The goal is really to punish anybody, as you say, who doesn't agree with the ideology of the day, right?
There's no question. Someone once said, you know, you will be made to comply. That is what this is about. This is not about trying to balance the religious freedom interests against the interest of the student. This is simply a board choosing an ideology and choosing to force 100% compliance with that ideology despite folks who might have religious objections. And that should be alarming to everyone if that's the direction that we are headed. And that has been our concern with any of these policies that invoke gender identity, sex orientation issues, because they are so undefined and because their compliance is so unclear. The policy that they claim they are relying on for this dismissal is very vague and very unenforceable. And thankfully, the attorney for this teacher was very clear in outlining that. But that's the trouble when these policies go into place. They have no understanding of religious freedom, and they are not in any way clear as to how they will impact each and every person that runs into these situations.
That's a 5-member school board, along with the superintendent who recommended this policy or this action. And they simply rubber stamped him. I remain puzzled by how these school boards get so polarized. You've got, as you already said, 100, 150 people in all outside and in the room protesting this, probably for the most part. And yet, how is it that just a few of these folks can get into these positions of power and then make these decisions that really stick?
Well, there's a couple of things at play here. We have to remember that it is, in fact, the school board itself that chose this policy in the first place, even though it's vague, this adding gender identity into their policy. So we start with, they were the initial problem, or this would never be in play. And then you move to the fact that school boards are political bodies. So certainly they come in, I mean, although they don't run as members of a political party per se, but many times they're, you know, they're elected, and they're elected on ideology, and so that comes into play. And then many times they're very hesitant to go against the administration of their school. They want to back the authorities. Unfortunately, they need to understand when the authorities have absolutely abused power and misunderstood the law, and they blew it here. And, you know, we're seeing such a beautiful rise of support from the students. Just this afternoon, they had a huge walkout to support the teacher. They had posters on their locker. These kids, he's beloved. He's not... this is not a case of some teacher that has, you know, disrespected students, or in the past students haven't done well with him. This is a teacher that is clear that he's been connected with the students. And there was testimony all throughout the administrative hearing that, in fact, these students would say, yes, he respects everyone. I have never heard him mistreat this individual that's in question. I've never heard him do something to sort of point out this individual that's the student that's in question. And so this is a really unfortunate situation. And I think the school board has gotten it so wrong. And unfortunately, I think they're going to feel the heat from that, not just in the community, but I think we'll see this rise through the courts. I'd be stunned if this does not get appealed.
Well, that's my last question was, I assume there'll be an appeal on his part of some sort, and what's his recourse?
Well, it has not been officially announced yet. Everybody kind of takes time to regroup after each level of these kind of things. But I think it's very clear that the preparation has been made. The legal arguments are absolutely in his favor, I believe. And what would likely happen is you would appeal it to the circuit court. And then it would just kind of go up from there. You know, you think about Virginia was the place where the case came out of Gloucester, GV versus that school board, and that was another transgender issue, went all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court. So somehow we've become a hotbed for these things. And interestingly enough, it's sort of these rural areas in Virginia where these things are kind of coming home to roost. But what we need to know is that Equality Virginia, the leading organization, LGBT interest group here in Virginia, their reaction to this story was, that's why we need statewide policy. So let's be clear that their reaction to a vague policy that's resulting in termination and an unwillingness for the school board to yield to someone's faith is, let's do this in every community.
They want it codified in Richmond.
Absolutely, and we'll be dealing with that come January.
Well, I appreciate your work all year long and that of your organization. Take this last moment to tell folks how you can use their help. I appreciated you closed your column by calling for prayer for this dear man and his family during this troubled time, but also Family Foundation for folks in Virginia especially, but others listening who may want to, at the end of this year, kind of come alongside you. How can they help?
Absolutely. Our website's the easiest way to connect with us, familyfoundation.org. And that's a place where you can absolutely contribute to our work financially if you can. And we'll certainly be using that to stand alongside this teacher as he, you know, takes this battle, we hope, all the way to the Supreme Court. But you can also sign up for email alerts to stay apprised of these things as we move forward. So there's lots of ways to connect with us on that site, and we'd love folks to do that.
Thank you, Victoria. Good to talk with you.
Thanks for having me.
Again, Victoria Cobb, president of the Family Foundation, and that's their website, familyfoundation.org. And if you want to learn more about them and also track some of the cases such as this one that they're involved in throughout the year, as a matter of fact, that's a good place to go, familyfoundation.org.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. They are preparing grounded leaders who are impacting public policy and serving in the public square. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.